And just 11 days after that tornado ripped through Moore last May, another twister ravaged the suburbs of Oklahoma City. 9 of the 23 who died that day were members of the local Latino community. Now there are efforts to better prepare Spanish-speaking families for future storms. Hansi Lo Wong of NPR's Code Switch team saw that in action at a recent fair.
He looks so cute. Te ves tan guapo.
Volunteer Ivalice Cruz greets a shy young visitor to the American Red Cross table at the Children's Day Festival in Oklahoma City. Taco trucks are parked nearby, close to a raffle for a free storm shelter. Cruz hands out stickers to children while keeping a close eye on their parents.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Mira, mamá, tú sabes qué hacer en el caso de un tornado.
For Cruz, getting Spanish-speaking residents to plan for the next tornado tops this morning's agenda.
I come from Puerto Rico. Talk to me about hurricanes, I'm an expert. About tornadoes.
That was one part of Oklahoma life that took getting used to after Cruz moved here almost a decade ago. Recently, the local Red Cross chapter hired 2 bilingual staffers to increase their Spanish language outreach. And Cruz says there's more work to do.
We have a lot of people that still, after a year of last tornado, still don't know what to do. No clue, nothing. And when you ask them if they have a plan, they are saying, yeah, kind of.
Last year, Gloria Sanchez didn't have much of a plan or a storm shelter. When she heard the roaring tornado headed for her neighborhood, she decided to take refuge at the local hospital.
God helped me a lot because I made it to the hospital, you know.
Winds whipped through the shattered windows of the hospital cafeteria, where Sanchez huddled on her knees until the storm passed. When she finally made it back to her home that evening,
it was all on the floor.
You just saw on the floor.
In the floor, everything in the debris on top.
1 year later, the mounds of crumbled brick and broken 2x4s have been cleared away to build a new ranch house, one that Sanchez says will definitely include a storm shelter out back.
And the next thing is tornado safety, which nobody likes that, but it tells me what to do.
In a cramped bedroom, Jocelyn and her mother Amelia flip through an activity book with tornado safety tips. We're not using their last name because Amelia fears deportation as an undocumented immigrant.
Before, would you talk about tornadoes?
Never.
Amelia took cover under a bridge last May after she rushed to pick up her daughter from Plaza Towers Elementary School.
Last year, just take my kids and my papers and go. When I take her, she say, oh, my mom, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and I don't take nothing, you know. But this year is so different. I have my bag ready.
She says she's also mapped out a network of friends nearby with storm shelters. And she's paying close attention to the local Telemundo station, which recently hired its first Spanish language meteorologist. Still, a recent report by the National Weather Service cited the limited sources of Spanish language information as one of the main reasons why last year's storms affected many Latino families, including 7 victims from the May 31st tornado who took shelter in a storm drain.
They didn't die from the tornadoes. The ditches filled up with water and they drowned. They didn't drown because of the tornado, they drowned because of misinformation.
Ruben Aragon, president and CEO of the Latino Community Development Agency, says the storms reminded local officials about the changing demographics of Oklahoma City, home to one of the country's fastest-growing Hispanic populations. It's almost doubled over the past decade.
Sometimes if it doesn't hit you over the head, you don't feel it. Okay, the tornadoes hit us over the head and very hard.
You want a balloon?
Back at the American Red Cross table, children line up for giveaways as volunteer Ivalice Cruz stops passersby one by one, urging them to prepare emergency kits, with some success.
And he said, you know what? I start preparing my kit. I put this and this and this. I was like, I'm proud of you. So he was just missing the whistle. They were like, here you go. Put it in the bag. I was so happy.
So happy, she says, that she gave him a high five. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.